The cold wind rose again, and the hairs on the back of my neck rose up stiffly. A flash of sensation flickered over me as Cowell drew in power. A lot of power. "Don't," I said. I lifted my shield bracelet, weaving defensive energy before me with my thoughts. I solidified my hold on my own power, wrapping my fingers tight around my staff, and then slammed it down hard on the concrete. The cracking sound of it echoed back and forth from darkened buildings and the empty street. "Walk away. I'm not kidding."
"Darosh,"
he snarled in reply and extended his right hand. He hit me with raw, invisible force, pure will, focused into a violent burst of kinetic energy. I knew it was coming. My shield was ready, and I braced myself against it in precisely the correct way. My defense was perfect. It was all that saved my life. I've traded practice blows with my old master, Justin de Morne, himself at one time a warden. I fought him in earnest, too, and won. I've tested my strength in practice duels against the mentor who succeeded him, Ebenezer McCoy. My fairy godmother, the Lenanshi, has a seriously nasty right hook, metaphysically speaking, and I've even gone up against the least of the queens of fairy. Throw in a couple of demons, various magical constructs, a 13-story fall in a runaway elevator, half a dozen spell slingers of one amount of nasty or another, and I've seen more sheer mystic violence than most wizards in the business. I've beaten them all, or at least survived them, and I've got the scars to show for it. Cowell hit me harder than any of them. My shield lit up like a floodlight, and despite all that I could do to divert the energy he threw at me, it hit me like a professional linebacker on an adrenaline frenzy. If I hadn't been able to smooth it out and take the blow evenly across the whole front of my body, it might have broken my nose or ribs or collarbone, depending on where the energy bled through. Instead, it felt like the Jolly Green Giant had slugged me with a family-sized beanbag. If there had been any upward force on it, it would have thrown me far enough to make me worry about the fall, but the blow came head-on, driving me straight back. I flew several yards in the air, hit on my back, scraped along the sidewalk, and managed to turn the momentum into a roll. I staggered to my feet, leaning hard against a parked car. I must have clipped my head at some point because stars were swirling around in my vision. By the time I got myself upright again, the panic had set in. No one had ever thrown power like that at me. Stars and stones. If I hadn't been absolutely prepared for that blow. I swallowed. I'd be dead. Or at least broken, bleeding, and utterly at the mercy of an unknown wizard. One who was still nearby and probably getting ready to hit me again. I forced thoughts and doubts from my mind and readied my shield, my bracelet already grown so warm that I could feel it through the ugly scars on the skin of my wrist. I couldn't even think about hitting back, because if my shield wasn't back up and ready for another blow, I wouldn't live long enough to get the chance. Cowell walked slowly toward me down the sidewalk, all cloak and hood and shadows.
"Disappointing," he said. "I hoped you were ready for the heavyweight division."
He flicked his wrist, and the next blow howled at me in the freezing wind blowing off the lake. This one came in at an angle, and I didn't even try to stop it cold. I sidestepped like a nervous horse, angling my shield to deflect the blow. Again, energy leaked through, but this time it only shoved me across the sidewalk. My shoulder hit the building, and it drove the breath out of me. I've had shoulder injuries before, and it probably made it feel worse than it was. I bounced off the building and kept my feet, but my legs wobbled, not from the effort of holding me up, but from the energy I'd had to expend to survive the attacks. Cowell kept walking toward me. Hell's bells, it didn't even look like he was trying all that hard. I got a cold feeling in my chest. This man could kill me.
"The book, boy," Cowell said. "Now!"
What rose up in me then wasn't outrage or terror. It wasn't righteous wrath. It wasn't confidence or surety or determination to protect a loved one. It was 100% pure, contrary stubbornness. Chicago was my town. I didn't care who this joker was. He wasn't going to come gliding down the streets of my town and push in my teeth for my milk money. I don't get pushed around by anyone. Cowl was strong, but his magic wasn't inhuman. It was huge, and it was different from what I worked with, but it didn't have that nauseating, greasy, somehow empty feel that I'd come to associate with the worst black magic. No, that wasn't entirely true. There was a lingering sense of black magic involved in his power. Then again, there's a little of it in mine, too. The point being that Cowl wasn't some kind of demon. He was a wizard. Human. And, behind the magic, just as fragile as me. I poured power down my arm, whirled my staff, pointed it at the car on the street beside him, and snarled, "Fozare!" The sigils on my staff burst into sudden, hellish, scarlet light, as bright as the blaze of my shield, and shimmering waves of force flowed out from me. They flooded out over the sidewalk, under the Toyota parked on the street nearest Cowl. I snarled with effort, and the hellfire force abruptly lashed up underneath the street side of the car. The car flipped up as lightly and quickly as a man overturning a kitchen chair. Cowl was under it.